חג שבועות, שמי ישעקו או יצעק, אני מניגריה, אני תלמיד באוניברסיטה העברית, ו-home for Bible translation. אני גר מבשרת ציון. יש לי איש אחת ושתי ילדים, בן אחת, בת אחת. באמת, אני מדבר קצת, רק קצת עברית. ואנגלית, אני מדבר ככה. אבל גס והאוסה, אני מדבר יופי מצוין. עכשיו, אני רוצה לדבר אנגלית, עברית, אבל אני לא, to me, לא שלי, of Ivrit. So I am going to speak in English. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the privilege you have granted me to stand before your servants this morning to speak your word. And I believe that, Lord, you're going to use me as an instrument before you, your servants. Lord, cleanse me and make me a good vessel that will communicate the word of God for us today. And that as we depart from this place at the end of the service, that all of us will reach home blessed in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. This week is a very important and precious week to me because 3 days ago on the 27th of May, marks the 12th anniversary of my father being with the Lord. And today, the 30th of May, is the 10th anniversary of the introduction of democracy in Nigeria. And today also, my baby is 10. Is 10th month old. Today is her 10th month. And also, yesterday was a special day. I mean, yesterday, today, and tomorrow marks the Hag Shavuot, the Pentecost. It's a special week for us because this is the week of the advent of the Holy Spirit. A special gift from the Father. So I see this week as a very special week to me, to be honest. And I thank God for that privilege that God has granted me to speak before you today. And I look at it and I see that clearly what Christ did to us, what God did to us, and what we ought to do to others is nothing but to show love. And so I decided to talk about love today. And my topic for today is becoming like Christ in His love. If you are struggling to understand me, you have some display on the screen that will help you to understand. You can read and follow me gradually. Becoming like Christ is like modeling Christ in everything we do. In your life, in everything, you have to model Christ. And the love we're talking about here is, we want to look at how Christ demonstrated his love while he was here on his earthly ministry. And we are so familiar with this scripture that we often read almost every day, every Shabbat here, Deuteronomy chapter 6. We are so familiar with it, and that is where I want to just pick one verse out of it, which talks about love, and also Matthew chapter 22, verse 39, which talks about love. And if you look at it clearly in these two scriptures, it's talking about our love for God and our love for man. But then we should also remember that love on its own, love is the nature of God. And the central message of the scriptures is love. It is out of his love that he sent his son. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Matthew 22 verse 39 says, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. We must understand the secret of divine love. And the best way to understand love is to learn under the feet of Jesus Christ. And that is why I title it Becoming Like Christ in His Love. How did Jesus do while he was here on earth? What did he do? We want to reflect on that and understand from it, because he is our role model. How did Jesus show his love for God and his love for neighbors? That is the primary thing we're going to talk about today. That love is very unique. Jesus Christ came on earth. He was sent by the Father. And during his earthly ministry, he took the form of man. He took on flesh and lived among men. He became a role model of how to relate with God, the Father. And here we're going to see how Christ shows his love to the Father in heaven while he was here on earth. In all that he did, there was nothing he did on his own. He solely depended on Christ. He depended on God. He depended on God, the Father. And we are going to look at it and see all that he did while he was here on earth. And it is interesting to see that all the time Jesus seeks the face of the Father. And he does that on a daily basis. He has a special time in a solitary place where he prays to his Father. And he does only the will of the Father. He said, I have come not to do my will, but the will of the one who sent me. He acknowledges the Father before men. Wherever Jesus went, his message is about the kingdom of God. It's about the Father. It's not about himself at all. And he brings glory to the Father and not to himself. He speaks only that which he receives from his Father and not that which comes from him. And he delights in the word of God. He is the word of God. And his demonstration of love for the Torah is a good example for us today. His love for the word of God was so great. He committed himself in serving man. And we see that evidently the way he loved the Father. Jesus did not only demonstrate his love for the Father, but he also demonstrates his love for mankind. While he was here on earth, he chose to live a humble life by condescending himself and to live among men. This is a great challenge. Let us see how Jesus demonstrated his love for mankind while he was here on earth. Jesus heals the sick. He teaches the truth always. Is the first point I have here. Anywhere he goes, he teaches the truth. He is the truth. His message is the message of truth. But the world did not accept his message because they are not living in the truth. But those who accept were blessed by his truth. He feeds the hungry. He heals the sick. He raises the dead. He accepts the rejected like prostitutes, tax collectors, sinners. He called them my friends. He prayed for those who persecuted him. He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. He gave his life for his brothers. He died on the cross of Calvary for you and me. He paid the debt he did not owe. He took upon himself the iniquity of all. And he died in our place. His death and resurrection gives life to our mortal flesh. We have hope today because Christ sacrificed himself for us that we may live. What we have done now is reflecting on the vertical relationship and the horizontal relationship between God, the Father, Jesus and his Father, and between Jesus and mankind. This is what we are talking about today. We want to look at it, since we want to see Jesus Christ as our role model, we have to understand all that he did while he was here on earth. Now there is a relationship between you and God. How do you sustain that relationship? This vertical relationship has to be established and sustained by love. And our love for God has to be modeled in accordance to Christ's love for his Father. We ought to seek the face of God on a daily basis. Let us learn from Christ, who does nothing without seeking the face of God. And to do only the will of God. In this way, we will be able to work according to his will and purpose for our lives. And we should also be ready to acknowledge Jesus before men. Wherever we go, we should acknowledge Jesus Christ. For Yeshua, before all men, he acknowledges his Father. And also, we should bring glory to God and not to ourselves. In everything we do, we should give glory to God and not to ourselves. Another one is to delight in the Word of God. Anytime, anywhere, we should delight in the Word of God. I think that's what the Shema is saying. It should be part of us. We should delight in the Word of God. We have seen how to relate with God as human beings, and what we should do to prove that we truly love God. And that is our vertical relationship with God. But remember, before we love God, he first loved us. He loved us first. It's not our love to him depends on his love for us. And we also need to extend that love to our neighbors. I have a beautiful tree here in the desert. And I call this tree the tree of neighborhood. Who is your neighbor? We're going to see on all of the branches of this tree, we're going to see the categories of neighbors we have around us. And you may think one may not apply to you, but to be honest, it's either you are the one doing that, or someone is doing that to you. Your neighbor is someone who is near to you. You always see. Or someone who always sees you. He is your neighbor. But beyond that, your neighbor is also someone who is far. You don't see him always. Or you never even see him. He is also your neighbor. It is not only those you see that constitute your neighbor. But it also includes those you don't even see. And those who are far away from you. They are also your neighbors. Those you share the same faith are your neighbors. You are a Christian and I am a Christian. We are neighbors. But it also includes unbelievers. Those whom you do not share the same faith. They belong to different faith. They are also your neighbors. You have to think about that. Those you pray for. There are people you always be on your knees for. You pray for them all the time. Or they pray for you. They are your neighbors. But far beyond those you pray for them, there are also those whom you do not pray for. You don't care to pray for them, for their lives. They are also your neighbors.
There are those you wish well. You wish they prosper. You wish they excel in everything they do. They are your neighbors. But there are also those you wish bad. You don't wish them anything good. Or they don't wish anything good to you. They are your neighbors as well. There are those you respect, those you honor, and you hold in high esteem. They are your neighbors. Anytime you see them, you respect them. You like, you always love to see them. Yes, they are your neighbors. But far beyond that, there are those you ridiculed, those you look down on. You don't care to see them. They are also your neighbor. You abhor. And you don't care about their life. Whether they live or they don't live, it's not your business. They are also your neighbors. So think about that. Now, if you look at this tree, you will discover that it has one stem. So, whether your neighbor is the person you wish well or the person you don't wish well, he is still your neighbor. He is still part of you. We have the same Father. We have the same God, the same Creator. So you have to think well and reflect on this. And also reflect on how you relate with your neighbors. So we're going to talk about your love for neighbors. How do you love your neighbor? How do you show love to neighbors? I think one of the primary things to do as Christians is to teach the truth always. Should always be ready to teach the truth. But far beyond that, you should also be concerned about their health. You have to feed the hungry and help the sick. Also give hope to the hopeless. Also accept the rejected. There are those who are completely rejected in our society, even in the time of Jesus Christ. Those who are rejected were the prostitutes, tax collectors, and all sinners. But today, I say all sinners, anyone that is rejected, embrace that person. Because he is your neighbor. It doesn't matter how he looks like, what he does. He does, he is your neighbor. Pray for those who persecute you. Jesus did that. It is difficult, but it is inevitable. If you want to live and model Christ and give your life for your brothers, be ready to sacrifice your life for the sake of others. Be ready to sacrifice your life and what you have, what is so precious to you, for the sake of your brothers, to save the life of others, to revive the weak. Now, look at this chart. God, you, your neighbor, and others. There is a complete relationship, a network of relationship between these four categories. And the primary thing that I want to point out today is the love of God to you that flows into your neighbor. Look at that red light, red. It is not the love that you want to offer, but it is God's love in you that pours out into other people. It does not depend on you, my brothers and sisters. If you want to love based on your personal understanding of love, you have failed. Because sometimes it's very difficult to love others because of what they do and who they are. But it must be this red line, this thick red line. It is not your love. It's the love of God that flows in you to others. That is what we have to learn today. If you don't allow God's love to flow into you and up to others, into the life of others, then you will not be able to live the kind of love that Jesus exhibited while he was here on earth. He is our role model, as I've said. We have to model him. We have to live in such kind of a love that is divine. It is not a human love. This is a love that comes from God. This is a precious love that does not matter who you are, your personality. It flows down from the throne of grace into you and to others.
Remember your neighbors, my brothers and sisters. Remember your neighbors. Don't only think about yourself, but think about people around you, even those you don't see all the time, even those you've never known. Think of them. We have the same Father, and we have to share our love to others. Remember this tree. It's to remind you about the kind of neighbors you have. You have to show your love to these people. Those who are near to you, those who are far away from you, those you have the same faith, you share the same faith, and those you share different faith, those you wish well, those you sometimes wish bad, those you respect, and those you ridiculed or abhor. All of them are your neighbors. So learn to respect your neighbors and to share your life with your neighbors. Allow the love of God to flow through you into the life of others. That is the only way you can please God. That is the only way you can do the will of God here on earth. It does not depend on you. Some people are so emotional. When things happen to them, they can't control themselves. I am one of them. But the truth is that we must learn how to love as Christ loved. We must learn to allow the love of God to flow in us into the life of others. I imagine it is a difficult thing, actually. Someone who has harmed you severely, maybe he killed your son, or he killed someone that is so dear to you, and you are expected to love that person. You know, I came from Nigeria, and recently we had so many crisis situations. So many people lost their properties and their brothers and sisters, their relations. My wife lost her uncle and his eldest son during the crisis. It is difficult, my brothers and sisters, I know. When you find yourself in such conditions, in such situations, it is very difficult to show love. Just imagine the story of, what is his name? The boy that handled a bomb and blasted on him, we had a testimony here. Ami, if not because of Christ, do you think his parents will forgive? It's difficult. But because of the love of Christ, the love that flows from the throne of grace into the life of his parents, they are able to express love to others. It is not easy, but it is not impossible. Because the Bible says, with God all things are possible. We should cherish the love of Christ in us. Can you imagine how God loved us? He sent His Son. His Son loved us. He died for us. And He said, no, I'm not going to leave you alone. And He sent the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit dwells in us. What a wonderful gift and perfect expression of love from the throne of grace. So I urge you, my brothers and sisters, let us go
and show the same love to others, so that the name of the Lord may be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, we thank you so much for today's service. We also thank you for your love for us and how you have encouraged us today to allow your love to flow through us into the life of others, that we may glorify your name. Be with us, O Lord, and bless us for the rest of this week that we're commencing tomorrow. Be with us in all our endeavors, and bless each person that is seated here, O Lord. Those who are sick, I pray that, Lord, you touch them with your hand of compassion and heal them. Those who need shelter, provide for them. Those who need comfort, provide comfort for them, O Lord. Those who are waiting upon you, O Lord, may you show yourself faithful to them. Help them to be strong and to take heart and to wait. For those who wait upon the Lord, you will renew their strength. I pray for those who are walking, that, Lord, may you grant them favor in the presence of their superiors, and help them to live in harmony with their subordinates and colleagues. Also pray for those who are unemployed, that you provide for them a place and a job, that they may live a life to sustain themselves and to help others. Pray for students here. Lord, may you touch them and bless them. Open their heart, open their minds, give them wisdom and understanding, and give them retentive memory. Help them to use what they have learned to the glory of your name. I pray for the nation Israel, Lord. May you bless Jerusalem, bless Israel. Oh Lord, help Israel to live with love with its neighbors, even when it is difficult to live such a kind of love. But may you reveal that love of Yeshua HaMashiach in the life of your servants in this nation. And may the light of God shine upon this nation, and that all nations will look at this nation and glorify the name of God, because they have returned back to the Savior, the one who has been revealed to us. I trust you, Lord, that you will bless this church. You will bless the leadership of this church. You will grant them wisdom to do all that pleases you, and to do all that will bring glory to you at the right time. Father, help the pastor and his elders, that they may be able to do, to see you and to listen to you, that you will give them sense of direction in their ministry here. I pray for everyone that is seated here, Father. May you touch the heart of each one of us here and pour your love upon us. Pour your spirit upon us and bless all of us. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach Adonenu. Amen.
How many are going to think about that tree next time you think about your neighbor? Right, we're going to be forever impressed and learn from that diagram of the tree about those that are near and far. And also another question, how many come from a country where the majority are Christians? That's most of us, right? It's been a good learning experience, I think, for many of us to live here in this country where we're about 2% of every type, every shade of Christian belief. Only 2%, and it's been many of us a learning curve how to manage under circumstances like that, a very healthy process. Father, we thank you for this reminder of what your love for us and your love for mankind and for our neighbor close and our neighbor far and those we wish well and those we have little regard for. Lord, give us your love to pour through us so we can show forth your light and your presence here in this earth, this needy earth, Lord. Father, we bless you for that we can live in this country. We can be a minority. We can be a presence, even though we're few in number. Your love can, with your love, we can show forth the mercy and grace of the Lord in a special way. Thank you, Lord, for the reminder of what you're doing in places like Nigeria and other nations around the world. Lord, we pray for them and the safety of the believers there. They've gone through much tribulation and much pressure from the majority populations around them. Lord, we pray you sustain them and cause revival to spread and grow amongst the peoples of Nigeria as well. Lord, we thank you now for going with us and your presence abiding with us. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. And may we go out from this place with the joy of the Lord in our hearts and in our countenance. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.